What time is it?
Game done.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew John.
Beautiful to John. Bang! Another
nail. Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show. On every afternoon, Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Friday edition of The Rush Hour. And I'm going to get straight to the point. Bernie Vince, do you want the bad news or do you want the good news?
Well, give me the bad news and finish with the good.
Okay. There's no bad news.
No bad news. No give me the good news.
Jars isn't here.
Hey! What's happened? What has happened? Where is he? I wonder why you were doing the intro. I was a bit late walking in, and when I came in, you were already halfway through, and you're looking very comfortable in his chair too.
Yes.
Is that this going to be a? Wow. Is it got a hole in the? Does it sink down a bit, that chair? He's had a few issues with it.
Yeah, it's not a good chair, but I think it's a belated birthday present from Jars.
Oh, yes.
I was 50 yesterday, so I think this is his present.
Yes.
Just not showing up for the day.
Because you two don't get on. I know you don't get on. Oh, well, I don't know if it's just a one-way street, but that's what he tells me. He doesn't like you. Yeah. So maybe it is.
Has anyone heard from him? Like, what's
the story? He texted me this morning. He said he's got a migraine or something.
A migraine.
Yeah, that's what he said.
A migraine. He's never had one of them.
He said, got a migraine, I'll be in bed, see you Monday.
Does he know where a migraine is? That's in your head.
And you need a brain to get
you need half a brain to get one. I'll tell you what though, his brain might not be working, but his thumbs are working because I caught up with Dad last night and he has been bombarded with text messages about getting his bloody handicap because we're playing in a charity golf day tomorrow, me and Jars. Well, maybe not Jars now if he's on his deathbed.
Of course
surely not.
No, you can't. You cannot front up to work and then go and play golf and get paid to do – are you getting paid to do something later on or is it a charity event?
It's charity.
Right, okay. Charity, so it's just not much.
He's getting a little bit.
All right.
A little bit. Well, it's in Clare, so it's a little bit of a drive, so it's a bit of time. But
so what's going on? So he was a member at Stansbury Golf Club, but he's not a paid member.
He was, but he thought it was a once-off $100 payment for life membership.
Oh, life membership.
Like, he's used to getting life membership for every walk. He forgot that it was $100 each year, which, mind you, is very cheap to have a GA handicap. You can play anywhere. Anyway, he's got his three cards, and he wants his handicap, and he is – yesterday, Dad reckoned he had about 9 text messages, and I saw him. All in a row, Dad hadn't even responded once. I need it in. I need to get it. I need it for Saturday. I'm in a competition. I want to play. Get him in. Dad has rang the guy at the golf club and hasn't heard back from him yet, so there's no information, Jars. Put your phone down and just relax. I'll tell you what's not working, though, his wallet. He hasn't opened that up because he won't be getting the GA handicap
unless you're a paid member.
You get or the club receives the $100.
Correct.
So if you're listening, Jars, you shouldn't be because you should be laying down and not listening to loud noises. But get your 100 in and you might see just a handicap pop up somewhere. You never know.
Well, that's a great point, Bern. And the other point is too, if he is listening, don't bother turning up Sunday either because
For the 50th.
Yeah.
So, you didn't want him to come anyway. You're just using this as an excuse.
No, in all seriousness, if he's crook, we can't have someone who's infected or...
No, true.
Unless he gets cleared, if he has a COVID test or something...
Today, he
might get the result tomorrow. So
on a weekend.
So he'd have to text through the result of the test.
Well, that's
otherwise, I'm going to leave his name on the door. Don't let this guy in. Let security go in. They've got the pasty-looking bloke. There's a little
He'll
tummy.
Be wearing RMs and flared jeans and a running top. Don't let him in, a Lululemon running
the
top.
The most unfashionable guy who rocks up with a bald head and is very white, don't let him in.
Oh, good. I've got a mate that can come and take his spot. So he'd be a better bloke too probably. But we're going to have a problem, Blue.
What?
What are we going to do with all the party pies and donuts?
We'll bring him in next week.
We need to deal with something, an elephant in the room.
Well, this Jars isn't here.
I'm not saying the size of an elephant. Right. I'm saying the elephant in the room, the saying. Now, Benny, what are you doing here? This is the third panellist we've had in three shows. Since I've returned from holiday, we're all at sea here. Is this just a raffle, is it?
No, so Emma Georgiadis, who normally does the show, she's on a yacht in the Whitsundays.
Yeah, I've seen all her posts.
Tomo's a brickie by trade, and he's on a job out in Renmark. So you got me.
Renmark? Jesus.
So now we've. So you got me today.
There so was, we. No, but.
I'm like the backup heard, of the backup of the backup.
Yeah, you're. No, actually, you're very lucky to be third in line. It's because you had a trial with us last year.
Yeah, I know.
And. Well, it didn't go great. And I think Jars even said that will be the last time you ever panel for us. And now you're here.
It can't
you
be
weren't
that hard.
Here. You weren't here last year. It's not that hard. You press one button at the start, and then record, stop. That's basically it.
Yep. Triple M rush hour.
Triple M rush hour. Yep. And well, here's a little reminder of how Benny went. This is remember, this is for 1 week, Bluey. You weren't here, so you haven't heard this. All oh my God, wow. Right. Play it, Benny. Just tell us what they win, Benny.
Oh,
what
can you get up, young man?
You want me to, what do you want?
Just get up. Just be who you are. Benny, do it again now. Go.
Okay. Well, from the start.
Just go.
Okay. Triple M's rush hour with... Oh.
It's all got to go, Jazz.
It does. And you'll be going with us. Matty, I want Benny gone.
Don't get Matty on it.
I want G. I don't care if we get Sean Craig Murphy back for a week. Listen. He's like a kid in a candy shop.
Triple M, I'm up and about. Is that good enough for you, Andrew Jarman?
It's an improvement.
Do you hear things that haven't been said, Benny? What the hell? Have you got different headphones on?
I need to ring Matty the boss again.
Up next.
Next.
I just said that up next.
Come on, Benny!
No, hang on. All right. Well.
Now, Ben, no one's ever called me Jarman on air, but that's Jarman.
I've got this under control. I just wanted to see if you...
Oh, well, that's your opinion.
I was actually trying to be nice.
Good boy.
Okay. Doesn't suit you.
What's up next, Jazz? You're looking at the board.
Yes, we need to address your ability on this show, so that's up next.
Ability? None of it.
You two, you're not very nice, ever.
He goes, look at that, sir. It's Johnny and...
Oh, he's taking the
Don't. He's doing that funny stuff.
Don't go in Haydo's lane.
Okay. Is this as funny as you get, Benny?
You're done, mate.
Push him. He's gone.
Just turn yourself off. Oh, shut him down.
Don't you start talking in a threatening voice either.
What an idiot. Said, I hope you walk out because I'm done with you. Take Benny with you and don't bring him back.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
No, maybe not you, Benny.
Bernie Vince. Hey, Jarman. Thank you.
Oh, I feel bad.
That was
I retract that. I don't feel bad after hearing that again. But, geez, he sort of battled a bit there, Blue. That was the highlight.
Yeah, but you two are just I know what you two are like. You are relentless, you blokes.
What are we
Jars
like?
Jars and Burn. Just,
no, I'm with Blue. So last time I was on the show, I had to do a live read, and these blokes did not want to help me. I've got the audio. Right. Do you want to hear this?
No. Yeah. Well, I was going to say one thing you are good at is live reads.
I was going to put
normally,
you.
Normally,
these guys left
but
me
you're
hanging.
Under pressure. This is how you deal with pressure.
Come on, play it.
This is live.
This is right here in Dudley Park. Call PuraTap on 133-502.
It's Bernie and Jars here on Triple M. It's all thanks to PuraTap, our mates at PuraTap. You're meant to chime in.
Chime.
In. Are you meant to do... Okay, fine. They've just moved to new and bigger premises in Dudley Park. Oh, this is...
Chime.
Very good friends of ours too.
Oh,
too.
They are, yes.
They're local and they're made here in Adelaide. So to celebrate, PuraTap's having a massive moving-in sale. Mm. It's all got to go, Jars.
It does. Purified. And you'll be going with it.
Hang on. They're all at a really good price.
Yes, sir.
Why I hear you ask, Jarman?
What do
the
I
team at PuraTap would rather sell it than store it.
Okay.
Hang on. don't miss the crazy prices. 133-502. I started this because you weren't chiming in.
Oh, that's one of the funniest things I've ever seen again.
Who's got it?
Hello, mate.
Matty, I want Benny gone. I want Benny gone.
Because
he's destroying this show. He thinks, I want him out. If he's
record
not out,
this,
then
Benny.
This show's finished. And then that means you'll be finished, Benny. I mean, Matty.
Okay.
Is Eddie? Okay. I want him out.
You said you didn't chime in. That's
he has destroyed this show single-handedly, like he did the first time. I want G. I don't care if we get Sean Craig Murphy back for a week. Can
I've
you sort it out, please?
Her.
I'm going to James.
Oh, jeez. What about me trying to read the number out? You know what? 205.
Oh, what a train wreck.
That is what? He's gone again.
No, he's just left me out there. Oh, no, I was all on my own.
Well, if you want us to help, maybe give us a bit of a heads up. And we had to take over anyway in the end.
Didn't sound like it. Have they been back, Pure Attack?
No.
And the sales staff are wondering why they jumped off.
I don't think they've ever jumped on again. Oh. Sorry.
Oh, that was brilliant. Come on, that is what we can expect with you, Benny. So you're very lucky to be back, and you're probably lucky Jars isn't here because he didn't sound too happy with you on.
Oh, beautiful work, Benny.
Beautiful, you reckon, was it?
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
I reckon we've rattled him. Yeah, we've rattled him. He's gone down the same path. What's happened, Blue?
Let's go. So, you know how we've been covering Quinton the Cox story the whole week, right?
Yes, big news.
Well, he has made a stunning backflip on his decision to walk out on the World Cup and has indicated he will now take the knee in support of Black Lives Matter if given another opportunity by the board. So I mentioned yesterday that they were having crisis talks.
Yes.
But apparently now he's basically apologised to his teammates and said that he's available. He had a fairly lengthy statement, Byrne, but I've just picked out some pieces of that. Maybe some people don't understand that we were just hit with this on Tuesday morning on the way to a game. I was shocked that we were told on the way to an important match and there was an instruction that we had to follow with a perceived or else. So that was his main concern. So he's saying there's no way in the world that I'm racist, and I'll go into another part of his statement in a second, but he's just saying that at all World Cups, because of what's happening in South Africa over a long period of time, it gets very political, and they get hit with these sort of things all the times in these big tournaments. And he thought, for an important game on the way to a ground, if they had have discussed this as a team or as a board before the tournament started and said, right, we are going to do this, he wouldn't have had a problem with it. But it was just the fact that he got bombarded with it and they said, right, you need to do it or otherwise that's it.
That's poor from the board.
Correct.
On the way to a game, you should be thinking, you're playing in a World Cup. You should be focusing on the game, thinking about how you can best perform, best prepare for a World Cup game, not whether you're going to take or you just get thrown something that's very political that late. I just find I'm in DeCock's corner here. He's not racist, as you said, and you'll go into that in a sec.
Yep.
It's more about the situation of it and just throwing something on the team so late. I like that he took a stand. I really do. And they play tomorrow night too, Blue. So will he be in that team?
I reckon he will be.
They'll get him back in?
I reckon he will be.
Yeah, nice.
Yep. He goes on to say, I come from a mixed race family. My half-sisters are coloured and my stepmum is black. For me, black lives have mattered since I was born. I didn't understand why I had to prove it with a gesture when I live and learn and love people from all walks of life every day.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So let's just hope that it's because he's a fantastic player.
Star.
I think the other part of it too, Byrne, is that he probably realised that he does play IPL cricket and it's very lucrative contract.
Ooh, yeah.
He's one of the stars.
Yep.
And
so that would have
a 28-year-old
that.
Yeah,
the IPL
absolutely.
As well.
Yeah, by the sounds of it.
Taking a stand.
Yep, by
really?
The sounds of it. And then he's a 28-year-old man and not playing for his country, not playing IPL cricket. How's he going to try and earn a living?
And he'd be highly paid too in the IPL. He's one of the best in the world.
Yep. So sounds like that's going to get worked out, which is great because we want to see the best players playing.
Yes, we do. Yep.
So big misunderstanding there. Also, Australia, of course, won overnight. Fairly comfortable win beating Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka made 6 for 154. Good news, Mitchell Stark, 2 for 27.
Played. And the other good news, Warner.
Yes.
He actually made some runs. 65 or 42, Blue.
Yes,
so
correct. And I reckon Aaron Finch looked really rusty in the first game as well because he's coming off knee surgery.
Yep.
37 off 23. Oh, nice. So the openers have been a concern. Smithy, 28 not out off 26 balls, just sort of, cruised to victory. The other one was Adam Zampa, 2 for 12 off 4 overs. So he's an important part of the team. Australia play England tomorrow night, so they're undefeated as well. So that's going to be a great game. England versus Australia, Byrne.
Saturday night before your 50th. Don't go too hard, Blue. Don't go too hard too early.
And just quickly before I finish, the Strikers have signed Fawad Ahmed, the leg spinner. 39 years of age.
Nah, I like it. I like his bowling. I like he's got a wrong-un that's hard to pick, but he's fielding.
Where are you going to field him, Byrne?
Well, he's going to have to bowl and then
and maybe bat at some
go
stage.
Go straight off. Can you do that?
But I don't mind. I reckon leg spinners in T20 cricket is the way to go.
Yeah, like it.
So I don't mind. 1 year contract.
And how many would you play in a T20 match?
I would actually play. If I was doing the list, I would have my both overseas players as leg spinners, sort of, you know, quality leg spinners, and then I'd have someone like a Farwad Ahmed. I'd have three leggies.
In the team?
In my bowling lineup.
Jeez.
And then have my, you know, my locals as, you know, to cover the batting.
Yep.
But that's the way I'd go because, you know, they're over a long period of time, the leggies have done really well.
Tough to pick, aren't they, those leggies from overseas? They have beautiful wrongers. Different actions are coming quick, slow. Yep. They flick their arm quick. Tough to pick. I'll try and pick it on the TV. I got no idea. So I tend to agree, Blue. Good cricket update. We finally got to it.
Beautifully done, boys. Up next, Byrne, Bachelor.
Oh, what's happened?
Turn the Bachelor.
It's not day one, not going well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that Sheffield Shield match is in huge shock.
Now, Abby's away. She left yesterday to Perth.
Yes,
so
she did.
So first night, I'm worried about you, Byrne, because we dressed it yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Because the first thing that came to my mind was Alan out of The Hangover with the kid at the front. But I'm worried. You're coughing, your eyes are bloodshot.
Just clearing the throat a little bit because, there wasn't a lot of sleep last night, Blue. We've had I did liken it to a Sheffield Shield game. There's 4 days and we've been sent in on a green top. We've been like the Redbacks against the Whackers during this Sheffield Shield game, and we just got a few good balls early, I think.
We're
in a bit of strife because you can't pick this. You cannot predict this. Of course, the only night of the whole year this is going to happen, Abby has gone away for the first time ever without the kids, and she's left them with me. Harvey is 3 in February. Olivia is about 8 months at the moment, so tough.
Mm-hmm.
So
what
out
could go
the front.
What
oh, we've
wrong?
Had a bloody storm go through last night, Blue, and you saw it. You were scared. Oh. You sent Catherine out to check your meter box, as you usually do, and she toughed the conditions and made it back in. So how'd it go, dear?
I was sucking my thumb.
Yeah, sucking your thumb in the fetal position in the corner, rocking back and forward. But anyway, at the front, it just happened to be our street. We hear this bang, like this noise. I'm like, what's that? And this is about 7 o'clock. Harvey goes down about 7:30. Open the blinds and dead set, Blue. It was like New Year's Eve fireworks on the Sydney Harbour Bridge in the tree out the front of our house.
What, the power lines?
Power lines down, sparks flying up this tree and flames.
No.
I'm telling you, it was raining as well. So if that tree wasn't soaking wet with that storm that came through, I'm telling you, the big tree out the front was gone and I don't know what I would have done then. Would have maybe had to get out of there to get the kids
How
in the
close
pool,
to the
get
house
down. Oh, probably about 10 metres.
Ooh.
10 metres. And so me being the, you know, think about everyone in this world, you know. So the sisters, Abby's sisters have gone to Perth with her as well. They've parked their cars out the front under the tree.
Oh, no.
So old survivor Byrne has got the key, running around the house, keys, no power, getting the keys, run out, turn the car on under this tree that's sparking down on me.
Oh, very courageous.
In the car, parked one in the driveway, trying to find the keys of the other, can't find the keys of the other. And then anyway, I tell Abby, I ring Abby, oh, there's some drama here. There's sparks out the front. But I saved Bonnie's car.
Yeah.
Bonnie's her sister. I got the car in the driver's.
So you're pretty happy with yourself?
She starts with after I get off the phone, because it was FaceTime call. I FaceTimed her because Harvey was there as well. She gets off the phone and sends me a text that starts with, look, I love you, Byrne.
Oh,
I love you, Byrne. That's
not,
never good. That's
not,
never good.
Not
then
followed
it's
by
followed
a
up and I'll put it in my own words. But why would you risk your life under power lines that have fallen, sparking up above your head to save a 1997 Commodore wagon? Like, why would you do that? And I was like, well, I don't know. I was just thinking,
I
live in the moment. I want to get all the troops inside. I know a car is not a person. But what would
instinct.
Have you done? Well, I know what you would have done. You would have been inside, maybe, I don't know, lighting the candles or something. But this isn't just the end of the story. So we've got help, help, it's an emergency. I can't see. It's too dark. I like to sleep with the light on. There's no light. But anyway, so that means no power. So we're talking our whole area of West Beach is out, and I think it went into Henley. It was a big area. It was 28,000 or something houses that are out, so a lot of Adelaide. And then it came in, and then we got another text message, and then it was down to about 8,000. Then another text message, 1,000. We're getting really local. Anyway, we get one this morning. There's 70 houses still out, and we just happen to be one. Well, I suppose it makes sense because it's straight out the front. But our phones are all flat. I have no alarm for this morning. I have Harvey, as soon as he, I was like, well, I got him down, but then he doesn't like, he likes to have a light on. He's a bit like you. He likes to sleep with the light on so he can see. Dad, I can't see, I can't see. So he's in with me all night, and then because he can't see, he, every now and then, just as I'd get to sleep, I'd cop the whack in the face because he's trying to find me, and it has been an absolute disaster, Blue.
Oh.
And I thought, well, I'll put my phone on the charge so if it does come back on at night, it'll charge my phone. Stone cold dead in the morning. And we get a text message this morning, it's not coming on until 7 p.m. tonight.
No.
7 p.m. tonight, Blue. So what do I do? I've dropped Harvey in at daycare. I might leave him there for the weekend until I get a phone. Well, I can't get a phone call because my phone's flat. Lucky I had to come in here and charge it up. But I don't know. Oh, and this is day one.
You'll be right. You'll be right.
I'll be right.
You'll be right, yeah. You know what? Just get home, light a couple of candles.
Oh, yeah, just great. And then that's the other thing. I'm sitting there with Abby's mum with a candle on last night. It just felt very, very awkward.
Put a quarter glass of rosé through.
Well, she had one and I thought, well, I can't, just in case. Anyway, it was that was this. So this is of a 4-day, I thought, you know, we'll get off to a smooth, pretty smooth start. That's day one. It's like World War III has happened out the front.
Okay. So you're off to a rough start.
Oh,
Gather yourself, oh, have a think about it, work out a plan, you'll be fine.
Oh, because you were good at bouncing back, were you?
Of course I was.
Yeah, well, we might talk about some of your pairs later.
Hey, give me one of those famous giant beers.
It's that time again on the Rush Hour to have a beer with Bluey.
I love to have a beer with Bluey.
Clean belly, bill of health, Dyson, get $100 off your first order.
Yeah.
Australian Fall of Fame, throws midfield.
Hey, Junior.
Has that got longer?
How many times are we going to hear my stuff-ups?
Forever.
Like yesterday's show.
That will go forever. That'll be a forever thing, and you need to get over that because that will keep going. And the more you hate it, the more I think we'll keep playing it. But no one loves it more than Jars. He loses it every time that comes on.
Bro, I was trying to clear my throat. He falls off his stool every time he hears that.
That poor stool.
Hey, now, Bern, I've played a fair bit of county cricket, right?
Yes.
But when you're playing a professional cricket career, any sort of cricket actually, the worst thing, or one of the worst things that you can do is score a pair, for that game. So obviously in professional cricket, you have two innings.
Yes.
So there's the opportunity, if you make a duck in the first innings, to make a duck in the second, which is called a pair, right?
Yes.
So I'd gone a long period of my career without scoring a pair. But I said, I played some county cricket, and they're different to us. Like if I'm playing for South Australia and I make a duck in the first innings, there's nothing said. It's more encouragement. It's like, you know, trying to get you back into a good frame of mind to go out there and score the winning runs in the second innings or a big score.
So we're glass half full.
Yeah.
Australia. I like that.
Whereas when you go to England,
I know,
mate, they are all over you
the
a rash. The Poms, yes.
What, just reminding you.
Yeah, so I was playing, first time it happened to me, I was playing for Yorkshire. Got a duck in the first innings, and
that would have happened a bit, wouldn't it?
Not often, but every now and then.
I didn't think you liked the green tops.
The swinging ball.
Yeah.
I went all right, but I struggled at different times. But so I made a duck for Yorkshire, and so it wasn't the same as here. I'm thinking they all get around me, and then they start almost like reverse psychology.
Not your teammates.
Yeah, my teammates.
Oh, your teammates. My teammates were going, when you got out there.
No.
So no.
I'm sort of, you know, the game's unfolding, and then, you know, the odd member would come up to me and go, so, Bluey, you're on a pair, eh? I'm like, yeah, no shit, mate, I am.
That's not what you want to hear as an opening bat.
And then they're like, so how are you going to handle it? I'm like, well,
I like this.
I don't know, I'm just going to, you know, go out
and
watch
the
ball. And they're like, so, yeah, but what if your very first ball is a out swinging half volley, you're gonna go after it, or you're gonna sort of like try and then they're starting to get in my head, and I'm
that's easy though with you,
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
And then they start going like, so yeah, but if you're gonna you know, warn your teammate and then
try and get a quick single.
Block it. Yeah, get a quick single, get off the mark. You know, how are you going to handle it? I'm like, anyway, for Yorkshire, I in that particular game, I did okay, got some runs. But then I was there was another occasion when I was playing for Notts and I was coming off 100. Right?
Oh,
I'm in good form.
In form.
Go down to Gloucester.
Probably didn't need to mention the 100 bit.
Well, I did.
Anyway,
I did.
Yeah.
And I'll mention
that bit out, Benny, please.
And I'll mention it again. I'm coming off 100. I'm in good nick, right?
It was rare. That's why you mentioned it.
But I go down to Gloucester, and for some reason, county cricket's hard work. Like, you're playing, travelling, and I was really tired, probably because making a big score takes
you.
Then anyway,
four times.
So lo and behold, off 100, I make a
five.
Duck.
Five.
I make a duck.
Oh,
in the first
it up
innings.
In the duck.
really made the most of my good form.
Great level of cricket.
Right, so I'm on a pair, and I'm like, and same thing.
And
here they come. They start chirping me. How are you going to do it? Anyway.
Oh, no.
Second innings, go out there, straight ball, miss it, LBW, gone.
Plum.
So I've made my first ever pair. I'm shattered, right, especially – did I mention coming off 100?
Oh, there's
so,
seven.
Anyway, so I've made my first ever pair, and I'm thinking I'm going to go through my whole career without making a pair because that's not, you know, not many people are able to do it. So I'm sitting in the rooms. I think we drew the game. Anyway, we've got a four-hour drive to get home that night, which is, you know, after you've, you know, made a pair is not the worst, not the best thing to happen. But I get pack up, so you got to pack up your gear as well. Drag it over to the car. It's freezing cold. And I hop in the car. As soon as I turn the ignition on, I could smell deep heat. And then the burn started. So they've filled my jocks full of deep heat. I've made a pair and I've got my... I'm dragging my ass around and I had to drive 4 hours with my nuts on fire.
Is this tradition or something? Is it you make
know.
A pair, you get
I don't know.
You get your nuts burnt. So they secretly rubbed it in your jocks.
Oh, mate. So I'm just driving home. I never found out who it was.
And you can't, I've had that before as well as a prank. And you can't like go and wash your privates.
Nah.
And it doesn't just wash off and it's instant relief. That burns for a long time.
It's just like you can feel it seeping deeper
just
and
starts
deeper.
A little bit, you go, what's that? And then you're like, That's a bit. Then you adjust your seat, and then once it hits you, how'd you keep driving?
No, well, you just made
it's a tender.
I reckon I was over the speed limit most of the way.
It's a tender area.
The text line is always open if you want to text the show on 0488 51047. Boys, today we've got one from Steve from Marden who said, looks like Jars has chucked a sickie.
Mm.
What's the worst excuse you blokes have heard for a sickie?
Well, the one from Jars isn't that flashy, is it?
Well, the one that changed three times.
Yeah.
The alternator, the starter motor couldn't.
Yeah. And then the migraines.
That one when he was late?
Yeah, yeah. His story changed about five times that day.
And then I think now he's gone back to, I was actually just pissed.
Yeah. And he was, he drank a litre of water in the first 5 minutes of that show. He was half an hour late.
Sweating.
The migraine, come on. Come on, Jars.
But wasn't he texting someone like your old man last night?
He's flat out. Oh, his thumbs are working well. Mm. He called me. I don't know. Mm. We'll
I told him to get a doctor's certificate.
Yeah, that's good. We'll stir him up with that. Oh, I reckon Graham Johncock had a good – a bit like Jars. He had to do a rehab session on a Sunday and was seen on Hindley Street at 5 a.m. It didn't rock up to rehab training. He was a bit like Jars. He couldn't find his keys. His phone was flat. He didn't have a charger. He went with all these in a row, and then someone had to borrow his car as well. So I'm thinking, I was there when he was explaining this to the leadership group because I was in the rehab. I was in a slightly bit of trouble at the same time. We had to address the leadership group, and I was like, mate, just pick one. It doesn't add up to one big one if you throw eight things in there, you idiot.
Come on, Stiffy.
I don't think they believe Stiffy.
I had a teammate. Cricket, Redbacks, and he said that his dog ate his car keys. Swallowed his car keys.
I want to see the MRI.
Get the dog MRI.
I want to see a set of keys inside the dog or you're in strife.
An x-ray of the dog's guts, please.
Unreal. One of my mates actually went into the boss. He wanted to go see Adelaide United, right? This was years ago when I was playing soccer. And he was so keen to go to the game, but he knew his boss would like drive him up the wall and go, no, you can't, you've got to stay.
Yep.
So he preempted that, and he ate all this really bad food for a couple of days beforehand. And
then, so he wanted to be sick.
Yeah,
so
he wanted to be sick. So he could see United play.
Actually be sick.
And then, so he sat at his desk and he like soiled his pants at work.
Oh,
no. And then so, went into the boss's office and was like, mate, I've soiled myself. I've got to go.
I'm crook.
And the boss could smell it. He's like, mate, you've got to go. Oh.
What did he say when the boss said, well, just go and clean it up and I'll see you back at your desk?
No, the bloke's like, nah, get out of here. Yeah, my mate went out of shower and he went to see United.
That's what the boss should have said.
Oh, that is.
Well, clean it up, mate. I'll see you back here in half an hour.
He's purposely like licking the toilet.
What's he? Oh.
Eating the chicken.
Yeah, he's just eating all this bad food to make himself. Because he kept, and that's right. The other thing he said to the boys at soccer that night, he's like, "Yeah, I sort of preempted in the morning. I just walked around and was crop dusting everyone and just saying, oh, sorry, I'm not well.'
I think this man needs some help, serious help.
He's not
and
right.
Why are you mates with people like this? It always seems to be like sick
it's
stuff.
Always your mates.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, they're a bit
and
different.
You.
Yeah. Well, okay. Been a big week.
It has. Well, I thought you were
okay. Oh, right. I thought you want. Did you want to have a chat about this week? Do you think it was good? This was your first week back.
Well, I already did. I said I'm back, and so of course it's going to be a good week. How'd you cut it down to just 5 minutes?
Well, let's go. It's 4 minutes and 9 seconds. This is this week's highlight. Here we go.
Let's do it.
It's time to sit back and press play. This is the Rush Hour's highlight tapes. It's been another big week for Bernie, Bluey, and Jars on the Rush Hour, a global show that no one else is doing weeknights from 6 p.m. And this week we learnt that when the Vince family travel, they really don't travel light.
We had 8 check-in bags and 3 carry-ons.
So you had more gear than Elton John did on the tour.
We had 2 of those trolleys. And Abby's got the audacity to say, I don't think we should have brought your golf clubs.
Oh, don't go there. Next time we won't be bringing you, Abby.
Wow. We also found out what Jars might do if he ever left radio.
I did a lot of painting, got the old paintbrush in the hand, and I'll tell you what, if I'm going to leave this establishment one day, I'm going to become a painter.
But after revealing he'd been painting his deck, I don't reckon this is a career option for you, Jarman.
You told me about an hour ago I've been painting.
Yes, I have.
And I said, he's been doing his deck. And he goes, well, he's hardly got any deck. So how long did it take you?
Yes. Mate, it took me half a day.
I want more information.
No, but there's a fair bit to do.
You
I gave
said
it 3 coats. I gave it 3 coats and I did the furniture as well.
Oh, I did the furniture in. Oh, you get a free pair of steak knives, do you?
What furniture do? Give me more information.
And maybe you could also stop pestering Bluey's wife.
What about that night?
What are you snot out of your mouth?
What about that night that you rang me on the way home from Williston?
Yeah.
And ended up somehow I passed the phone over to Catherine and it was half an hour later.
Because we were talking about vaccinations and the virus.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Jeez, well, you would have been jealous.
That would have been a great half an hour.
30 minutes on the phone with Jarman, that poor woman. Right, moving on. This week, Byrne also introduced us to a brand new segment. It's Jars v. Bluey. Who would be dumb and who would be dumber?
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Name the animal on the WA emblem.
Yeah.
Swan.
Swan,
Jazz! You're dumb! Bluey's dumb!
Rewind!
No!
Bluey first!
That is Jazz!
Good to have Jazz!
Well, you're dumb!
You're
and
dumb!
Bluey, you're dumb!
See you tomorrow!
Freaking Margaret River?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a town too!
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're dumb.
Well said, Byrne. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Jarman. Also, tensions were high this week after Byrne questioned if there was going to be free drinks at Bluey's 50th.
It's a very casual affair, Bernie. It's a very casual affair. It's literally designed to be a bit of a Sunday session.
Right.
People just roll in, roll out, say hello. If they don't want to come, that's fine.
You might not have anyone turn up.
And in fact,
are you worried?
I'd rather you not come. Bernie, you come for a butcher and then you could go.
You don't sound happy, Blue. Almost as happy as that kid you're coaching at the Darren Lehman Cricket Academy.
That lad that you were discussing having a chat with in the Nets, he was bored as shit.
No, he wasn't.
And he going, who's this vlog?
He's like, we're paying this bloke all
who's
this money to tell
the
me the
hell
same
is this lad?
Thing my mum could have told me.
I was told Shane Warne was going to be coaching me and I got creeped on.
To finish off this week, we saw Greg Blewett celebrate his 50th birthday with a couple of birthday messages from some special guests.
Hi, Blue, it's Jacob from the Adelaide Colonic Centre. Happy birthday.
I still remember the first day he came in and you thought we had a drive-through. We had to replace that garden hose.
G'day, Blue. Stephen from Cooyonga here, mate. And happy birthday. Just thanks so much for doing the club and SA Golf in general. Such a good term, mate. You're a great ambassador, worth every cent. Apart from that time you billed us for hosting a Kids in Hospitals fundraiser and, well, there are better ways to spend $5,000.
Happy birthday, mate. And that is going to wrap up another big week for this global show. So until next week, just remember, no one else is doing it.
Very good. We do have a lot of fun on the show.
We do. My highlight of that was when Jars was talking about you coaching that kid. He goes, nah, mate, he was there, he was bored as shitless.
Oh, so, yeah,
have a good weekend.
See ya.